the county.
We'll call this Taney County Planning Commission public hearing Tuesday, October the 13th, 2015, to order. Bob, establish quorum, please.
All right. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill had called. Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle, let us know. Randy Hayes.
Here.
And Ronnie Melton's not here. And George Kramer.
Is here.
We have established a quorum.
Greg, could you explain the meeting procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you to the October 13th, 2015 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. In the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for all cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by a video presentation of each site and any questions for staff. If you do wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-in sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. At this point, we don't have any public in attendance other than the applicants. So the Division 3 permit applications heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Monday, October 19th, 2015 Planning Commission regular meeting. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, the first one and the only one tonight. Branson View Campground and Zipline is not here, so we're going to do the hair salon. Bob, if you want to do it.
Okay, this is case number 2015-19. The project is Elise's Color Me Sassy Hair Salon. The applicant is Elise Tilley, and the representative is Edna Hunter. The property in question is located at 4228 South State Highway 125 in Pro Tem, and it's located right here. We'll kind of zoom in on it here. And located just a little bit north of State Highway U. It's in the Big Creek Township, Section 32, Township 22, Range 17. And we've got a view of the property from the north, and kind of a zoom in here, from the south, from the east, and then from the west. The applicant is requesting the approval of a Division 3 permit authorizing a beauty salon use within a small building located, again, at 4228 South State Highway 125. And here's the building in question. The subject property is approximately 54 acres in size and currently contains an existing residence and barn. Both the residence and barn were constructed prior to the development guidance code. And like I said, the applicant now is basically requesting approval of a Division 3 permit in order to place a beauty salon use in the small existing building. The current application was approved for concept on September 21st. The applicant has indicated that the proposed beauty salon will offer hair, skin, nail, and nail services. The beauty salon building, again, has been placed between the single-family residence here and then the barn or outbuilding. And the applicant will be the sole employee of the beauty salon. In review on this one, per the provisions of Section 4.48, Limitations on Home Occupations of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Home occupations shall not include barber shops or beauty salons. Therefore, this application is considered a Division 3 commercial proposal since it really spelled out that it's not to be a home occupation. The applicant's proposing to utilize the existing Circle Drive off of State Highway 125 as the entrance and exit for the salon. And this will also allow for some parking, and the applicant's indicated that additional parking may also be provided near the salon building as well. The adjoining property immediately to the north is primarily vacant and light residential. To the south and the east, of course, is State Highway 125 and vacant and very light residential. And then the adjoining property to the west is also vacant and light residential as well. The project received a total score of -1 on the policy checklist out of a maximum score of 37. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of emergency water supply and utilities. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit, and I think that number is wrong. I think it's supposed to be, 2019, I believe. The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letter from the Pro Tem Rural Fire District, if applicable. Three, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials related specifically to the operation of Elise's Color Me Sassy Hair Salon. and I've got that twice. Number five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And then finally, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a brief video of the property. And, of course, this is the existing residence and the building that would be utilized for the beauty salon. And just did a quick 360 here.
Anybody got any questions for her?
Cut and dry to me.
I have one of you.
Okay.
There's 54 acres there, and they're putting in a hair salon that won't be all commercial, will it? As far as the tax rate goes.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be up to the assessor's office, but I sure wouldn't think that they would.
Watch that. Make the beauty shop commercial. Don't take
yeah.
the whole,
on your whole farm.
Okay. Thank you.
That's my only comment.
Yeah.
Thing.
Is that a portable building?
Because the whole 54
yes.
acres are listed in the project, and yeah. if you right. have to, you just face off 100
yeah.
100 around your building or whatever. There's no need to pay taxes on all of it.
Do what, Randy?
Okay.
Is that a portable building?
Yes.
Okay.
Does it have a restroom?
Yes, it does.
Did it come from Mansfield?
Oh, I'm sure.
Not on the spot. You're going to end up there yet? You learn a lot of things.
What not to do after the fact.
Okay. Well, if nobody's got any questions for you, I guess we will see you next Monday.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The Branson View Campground at Zip Line is on a bus somewhere, so are we going to move him to next month?
Yeah, he had actually requested that the Planning Commission table it until next month. He said he's just not going to be able to make it.
Okay. I want to make a motion we table that until next month.
I have a question. Do we have to table it? I mean, this is a public hearing for it. Was it not posted? And anybody who wants to, this meeting is mainly for the public, not for him, correct?
Yeah, there was one other thing that he brought up. One of the concerns he had, and he didn't make me aware of it till right before the meeting, he didn't get it posted in the newspaper either. And so he said he wasn't going to be available, didn't have an opportunity to post it in the newspaper, so he really had just asked. He said they didn't have any big time constraints or anything at this point, so he said I'll just...
So the public notices weren't out all that they should have been. Okay, it's, so I make a motion we table it
until
next time.
Second.
Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we'll table that till next month. Anybody got anything they want to talk about?
I have one thing on that. I think those barber and beauty shops should be looked at in our February meeting on how we handle them. Because I don't think they should be singled out.
That too.
That's my only comment on the thing. Something that we should look at in February so it can go under a Division II permit. They can take care of it. And we get on with the business.
How come it is done?
It was just when they were written up, it was just
written. Yeah, at the time it was written, yeah, like Dave said, they when you look up home occupations, for whatever reason, it specifically says that beauty shops and barber shops are not to be a part of it.
I mean, that's just something to think about. I'm not saying.
Well, I can see out in the country where they are on that acreage. It doesn't make them out to hill.
That's
either.
Why.
But if you're in town in a neighborhood, that's.
I saw somebody from Pro Tem Big Creek Township is up here getting a permit for something. Passed out when I was reading this.
Well, I can see in town what could make a difference to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
We're in the city, and maybe something along the lines of if you're doing it in your home, it's Division II, if you're going to have a separate structure, maybe that would kind of change things. But we can talk
about it. I'm not making any specific recommendations.
Along with that, we've had people come in here on doing guns and
the gun shop
guns or whatever, but did we make them have a separate?
Not really. It was an in-home application. It came in. They came through on special use permits.
Those were special use.
Yeah.
Was that special use?
And I think this could be handled on a special use permit.
I
think this could be handled on a special use permit situation. Just looking at it up front, I mean, we need to dig into it a little bit more. But we've got into this before on a project or two, and when you read the code, and there's a few things that they just and I sat in on some of that code writing, but it was done. This was done many years ago, as far as I know.
Okay, anybody want to talk about anything else? Doug.
No, I'd like to. I brought my pointer.
He's ready.
No.
Let me see if I can find some. Okay, I don't guess we got anything else to talk about. Bob, any you got anything you need to?
Not at this point.
To address or anything?
I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
That's good.
Everybody in favor?